How time flies. It's been more than 6 weeks since the oil spill began in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's a new poll from the New York Times and CBS News that says an overwhelming majority of Americans think the nation needs a fundamental overhaul of its energy policies. And most Americans hope to see alternative energy replace oil as a major fuel source within the next 25 years. That's a sentiment that's shared by our next guest, who's nodding. Documentary filmmaker Josh Fox joins us in studio. His new film, Gasland, premiered on HBO last night. It focuses on the dangers of drilling for natural gas. Josh Fox, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks.
So tell me the story about how you got interested in this topic. It sounds like it was very, very personal reasons. A natural gas company made an offer to you on your land. How did that offer become the subject of a documentary film?
Well, there's leasing for drilling for natural gas all over New York State and Pennsylvania. And where I'm in the Upper Delaware River Basin, which is part of an interconnected watershed system that's also the New York City watershed that's connected to the Delaware River. So we got a lease in the mail. The going rate at the time was about $4,000 an acre. We got an offer for almost $5,000 an acre. We have 19.5 acres, so that was about $100,000. The narrative from the natural gas industry was, you know, this is safe, this process won't harm your land, and basically you're going to make a lot of money and you will hardly know we're here. Plus, you know, natural gas is this cleaner fuel. But then when I started looking into the process and listened to what some of the environmental groups were saying, it was extraordinarily different case. They found out that this new method of drilling called hydraulic fracturing, actually injects an enormous amount of fluid down the well bore, about 2 to 7 million gallons of water infused with this toxic chemical brew called fracking fluid, down into the rock formations and actually breaks it apart with this amazing amount of pressure and force. When that rock formation breaks apart, then it liberates all
the gas
that's trapped inside of the rock. So I found out shortly thereafter that the process had been exempted from most of our major environmental laws, including the Safe Drinking Water Act, which monitors underground injection of toxins. So that was in 2005.
And this comes into your documentary film. I mean, it sounds like what you did was you started getting people's personal stories, people who had had this drilling done on their land, and that you started, it sounds like you were surprised and shocked by some of the stories you heard. This is I'm going to play a clip from the movie. You visited people's homes. This is Debbie May and her son Mason, and here's what they had to say. Where they said they could light their water on fire.
Our water turned color. It had started tasting funny, like a metallic-y, and then it turned brown, and then it looked like mud. Cabot sent Quantum Labs out to test it, and the guy looked at it and said, don't drink it, don't shower in it, don't do your laundry, don't do dishes, don't do anything in it.
Our water was perfectly fine, and like right after we started drilling, like propane and stuff like that all went in it, but at one point we could actually like light it on fire, put the thing in, shake it up in the jug, and put a match around and just light up.
I'd like to say that's the only terrifying story in your film, but it's not.
No. In fact, we're in the middle of the largest natural gas drilling campaign in history. When you see all those commercials on television talking about natural gas as this energy of the future, this clean energy, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about hydraulic fracturing, drilling into rock formations where they couldn't previously get the gas out. And what I traveled to about 25 different states. In the film, you see about 10 different states, a lot of different stories. And it looks as if this process is really contaminating to water supplies. And the chemicals that they use to inject under the ground, a lot of the same issues exist with the dispersant. They're proprietary chemicals, they're toxic chemicals that people, the ones that we do know about, we know are carcinogenic, they're neurotoxins. As well as what I found out is when you extract natural gas with this process, you use so much energy, you burn so much diesel fuel, and they actually release so much methane into the atmosphere from the rigs, from the condensate tanks, from the compressor stations, that it's on a par with coal in terms of emissions. So you have this enormous problems with the extraction with this water contamination, and at the same time you're not any cleaner than coal, which is a worse fuel that we have.
But here's the problem. These same people who would complain about what it does to the environment and the air pollution and their water table are the same people who don't want to pay more for their fuel costs, the same ones who, you know, have a hard time taking public transportation, giving up their cars, run, you know, electricity all the time. The people have lifestyles that require fuel.
Well, I can't make a comment on people's lifestyle, but what I can say is that we're paying for it anyway. the natural gas industry is exempt from the Superfund law, which means they don't have to clean up the things that they damage. That's called externalizing the costs on the rural landscape. This stuff is making people sick. It's creating environmental havoc. The natural gas, that's not factored into the price of natural gas, but we're paying it. Taxpayers are paying it. So whether or not it's part of the actual price that you pay every month to use natural gas or use fossil fuels, it's actually a huge part of the price that we pay for it as a civilization.
What about the argument that has actually come from the gas and oil industry, that this is an industry that employs a lot of people? It does, as I said, fuel the American lifestyle, the American way of living, and is cleaner than, say, the alternative, which is caused an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, well, what I've seen is blowouts across the country, aquifers contaminated, places where you have plumes of benzene going into groundwater that can never be gotten rid of. Once you contaminate an aquifer that's underground, you can never get at the source of the contamination. So it's you have to employ the precautionary principle. You can't say, well, just because we have one problem over here, we want to cause a lot more problems over here. That's not a solution. And so it seems to me to trade a few short years of a little extra energy for perhaps putting our water supplies across the country at risk, it doesn't make sense to me.
So what is the solution?
The solution clearly is moving towards renewable energy as fast as we possibly can.
Okay, the new film is a documentary film called Gasland. It premiered on HBO last night, and the filmmaker behind it is Josh Fox. The documentary is all about the dangers of drilling for natural gas, which he knows personally. I should say that you did not accept the offer for the lease from the drilling company.
No, and I don't think anybody should.
Okay. Although, you know, the oil business began in Pennsylvania.
That's true.
It's interesting.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.